Guilty on both counts. That is what a jury found today in the manslaughter trial of Kim Potter. Potter is the white former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer who mistook her taser for a gun during a traffic stop back in April, killing 20-year-old Dante Wright, who is black. Here's Judge Regina Chu reading out the first verdict.
On the charge of manslaughter in the first degree while committing a misdemeanor, on or about April 11, 2021, in Hennepin County, state of Minnesota, find the defendant guilty.
The shooting death happened while another former police officer in Minnesota, Derek Chauvin, was on trial for killing George Floyd. Rick Petrie is a former criminal defense attorney who is now a professor at Mitchell Hamlin Law School in Minneapolis. And Rick, the jury deliberated for more than 25 hours. Earlier this week, they asked the judge how long they should deliberate if they could not reach a consensus. Are you surprised by today's outcome?
Frankly, a little bit surprised. There's a compelling testimony in terms of the emotion of Ms. Potter when she testified, and sometimes, even though it's really not supposed to carry the day, sometimes that emotion can swing a jury. But I think if you look at it legally and you look at the facts, then they arrived at just verdicts.
Her lawyer said that this was an accident, also that she thought her fellow officers were in danger. Do you think the jury reached the right conclusion?
Yeah, you know, they raised that argument. I was a little surprised in their opening statements when they took such a hard position with regard to her fellow officers being in that much danger. Obviously, at that point in time, they had seen a lot more of the evidence than I had, but as the trial unfolded, it seemed like that argument was a bit shaky. They really had to lead witnesses in order to get that testimony in. And then I think if you couple that with her statements immediately after, they just didn't seem to fit together. So I think it was a clever argument to make, but I don't know that it was supported by the evidence.
You know, during the trial, jurors wanted to see her hold her gun and her taser. What did that tell you?
Well, I think it suggests that they wanted to actually experience what the difference would be in holding the firearm compared to what they would experience in holding the taser. It sounds like they reached a verdict on the lower charge, the manslaughter 2 charge, a couple of days ago on Tuesday, but then they were still going back and forth on the manslaughter 1 charge until they reached the verdict today. So I think that they just wanted to experience it for themselves to see what the difference in weight and feel of each of those weapons was like.
What are your big picture takeaways from today?
You know, it really seems to mark a shift in public sentiment in terms of holding police officers accountable when black men are killed. That is not what we have seen historically. Frankly, police officers were rarely even charged, let alone convicted, but it seems that there's a big shift now in the public just saying, hey, enough is enough. My other hopeful takeaway from this is that police agencies across the country will go back and rethink the way that policing is done and also rethink that the way that police officers are trained and the support that they get. They have a very difficult job. There's no doubt about that. And oftentimes, just being honest, I'm not sure that they get the support that they need in order to carry out that difficult job.
Rick Petrie is a former criminal defense attorney who is now a professor at Mitchell Hamlin Law School in Minneapolis, and we will receive the sentence for Potter in January. Thank you.
Thank you.